Seriously, that's it. That's the most important rule here. This is what my uncle Anish says when I meet him for the very first time. He's wearing his full military uniform, even though it's a Sunday. His chest gleams with medals, heavy and bright. I wonder what he did to earn them. Because I don't actually know my uncle Anish. In the 12 years I've been alive, he hasn't once called or texted or sent an email. But I guess that doesn't matter now. Water under the bridge, as Grandma would say. Because suddenly, as of today, he is my new guardian. Which means he's now the boss of me.
Repeat the rule, please, he says.
What happens in Area 51 stays in Area 51? I repeat. I wonder if I'm supposed to salute. Spike, my pet hedgehog, looks out through the bars of his cage, all pokey and uncertain. This is not because of my uncle, or his serious uniform, or the fact that we are currently the farthest we've ever been from home. Spike always seems pokey and uncertain. By the time we were dropped just outside the gates of Area 51 this afternoon, we'd been in the car for almost 10 hours. Long enough that I'd spotted license plates from all 50 states. By the time I found Alaska, Spike had already filled 3 hedgehog diapers.
Your grandma said not to jump to conclusions about you, that you look a mess, but that you're as smart as your mom was. Is this true?
My uncle Anish asks. Yeah, I guess, I say, and can't tell if that was an insult or a compliment. I have no way of knowing if I'm as smart as my mother was, but my report cards have always been good enough for Grandma to put them up on our refrigerator with magnets. And back in California, my teachers always liked me way better than my classmates did.
So your grandma told you about all this, right?
My uncle asks nervously as he waves around at the little house we're standing in. It's tidy. There's no half-read books or half-drunk mugs of tea or half-eaten potato chip bags lying around, like at my old house. It's very clear that this has been, until now, a no-kid zone. But I don't think he means the little house. He means everything else. As in the top-secret military base where he apparently lives and works. And where I live now, too, I guess. We are, after all, in Area 51, a place where everything is so highly classified it's not even on the map. I guess, I say, and try to sound serious, despite the breakfast leftovers smeared on my shirt and the sounds of Spike's tiny feet scraping the bottom of his cage and the weirdness of my being here at all. I've heard the rumors about Area 51, that 50 years ago, UFOs, unidentified flying objects, not, you know, unidentified food objects, crash-landed here in the desert, and that government scientists have been studying them ever since in secret underground labs, that these government scientists have proof that aliens exist. Not that I believe them. That would be ridiculous. I mean, yes, I try again, all official-like. Sir?
You can just call me Uncle Anish, he says.
But I swear my sir makes him stand a little taller in his uniform, which I didn't think was possible, seeing as he is already the tallest man I've ever seen. He reminds me of the palm trees in Grandma's backyard, and how I have to bend my neck back to see the tops. Thinking about the palm trees makes me think of Grandma. I already miss her, even though we said goodbye only this morning. I think about what Grandma might be doing right now. I picture her hanging laundry on the line. And then I remember she's not in our tiny cottage by the ocean. She moved to that retirement home, crammed like a new tooth into the center of town. That's why I'm here in this bizarre place. Apparently, kids aren't allowed to live in retirement homes. When I asked Grandma why kids were so disturbing to old people, she laughed.
Too noisy, she said,
using that voice she always uses when she means something different from what she says out loud. I've lived with Grandma almost my entire life. See, I'm an orphan, which can sometimes feel weird, because the only other orphans I've met in real life are grown-ups. Not just grown-ups, but old grown-ups. But there are lots of kid orphans in books, and kid orphans in books always have amazing adventures. I've been telling myself that moving in with Uncle Anish will be the start of mine. I'm convinced this is what my fifth grade teacher called an inciting incident. The plan for me to move in with my uncle, however, was always more than a little misleading. For example, until today, I always thought my Uncle Anish was a paleontologist in South America. I thought I'd be joining him on a dinosaur bones expedition, that I wouldn't be able to call my grandma for a while because there wouldn't be cell service. He is not a paleontologist in South America. And as far as I know, there are no dinosaur bones here to dig up. At least now I understand why Uncle Anish has never reached out to me before. All the things banned in Area 51. Internet, emails, letters, packages. Everything, anything from the outside world.
Remember, no one can ever know this place exists, Uncle Anish says. To the rest of the world, Area 51 is just a creepy old training base. They like to make wild guesses about what happens here, but they have no idea.